You are now standing in the woods surrounding the viaduct through which the Palais stream flows. Construction began in 1854 and the viaduct was inaugurated on June 16, 1856 with the passage of its first train. The project specifications were extremely detailed, almost meticulously. They included the dimensions of every stone, its origin, the type and drawing time required for the wooden templates and formworks, as well as the exact composition of the lime mortar and filling concrete. The construction manager was required to reside on site and was forbidden from being absent for more than 2 days without the express permission of the project manager. Initially estimated at 500,000 francs, its actual construction cost rose to over 525,000 francs, which is around 80,000 euros. In 1858, an additional arch was added at each end. This structure has required regular maintenance throughout the years. Still heavily used today, it carries thousands of passengers daily. It is regarded as a major achievement for the economic development of the region. The great viaduct of Le Palais-sur-Vienne is the railway bridge connecting Châteauroux and Limoges. It is a 152 meters long, 40 meters high stone arch bridge with a main span of 15 meters, originally built with 6 arches. A total of 5,894 meters of railway tracks passes through the town. Its construction required the acquisitions of 11 plots of land owned by local residents. As you can see, the viaduct steps over a stream also named Le Palais, and it is 392 kilometers far away from the capital, Paris.